So I wanted to ask you about some of your publications. One I was curious about in particular, if you could comment on, and just the whole issue of fatigue in patients with myeloproliferative neoplasm. As I see this paper you had in Cancer last year, what was the point you were trying to get into with that?
Fatigue is a common problem for patients with myeloproliferative neoplasms. In fact, it's a very common problem for many patients with cancer, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be thinking, well, actually, many of my patients have fatigue. Patients with MPNs are probably some of the less sick patients that I look after, thinking perhaps of young patients with ET, where we're only really treating them with aspirin. You know, do these patients really have fatigue? And increasingly, we've come to appreciate that fatigue is a highly prevalent problem for these patients. So, in the work done by Ruben Mesa and ourselves in collaboration, and many other workers in this field in collaboration with patients as well, we've come to appreciate that fatigue is prevalent, very, very prevalent. Around 80% of patients will report fatigue. And this is out of proportion to what you might expect with their condition. Really interestingly, some colleagues in Ireland and Southampton in the UK did a study called the MOSAIC study, which was presented quite recently. And in this study, what they did was a very smart thing. They asked their patients with an MPN to come along, and mostly these were patients with ET and PV, and they came along with a friend who was the same age and ideally the same gender. And they asked both the patient and the control to fill in a symptom assessment form. So there's a very simple 10-point symptom assessment form that has been developed that can be used for these patients. And for the first time, it was demonstrated that these patients with simple, so-called straightforward MPNs have a significant burden of disease, and that most predominantly that was fatigue-related. Now, of course, this brings a problem for doctors because fatigue is a very, very complex symptom, and it's one that we're often quite powerless to deal with in terms of our common tools. And it takes a long time to kind of talk to a patient, try to measure it. And one of the things that we've been able to highlight recently, working with patients again and with a group at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, was asking patients what they used to address fatigue, but also looking at some other aspects of those patients. So we found that it won't be a surprise to many of your listeners that many patients with a big burden of fatigue also scored quite highly on depression scores and low mood scores. So there's a strong correlation between the presence of fatigue and depression. Now, whether there's a causal relationship there in either direction, fatigue causing depression, or most likely vice versa, this is really important. It's important to think about in clinical practice. But a second point that I try to make to my patients is that many patients are able to take charge of and try to control their fatigue by, for example, addressing dietary issues, taking regular exercise, etc. Things that we physicians tell ourselves we know we should be doing.
So I heard recently that MD Anderson has a fatigue clinic. I don't think it's related to MF, but just interesting. They have all these specialty clinics. And
We actually we also have a fatigue clinic in our
really?
hospital. Yeah,
Wow.
we have a large cancer center, and again, this link between, you know, cancers, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and fatigue is well described. And we have a fatigue clinic set up involving psychology, physiotherapy, dietetics, occupational therapy. And we've been sending our patients who have, you know, very pronounced fatigue symptoms along to this clinic. But there's an interesting insight really in that, because they recognize actually that the MPN patients that we've been sending to this busy cancer service actually have a different type of fatigue in many ways. Yes, they can use the tools that they use for the cancer patients, but there's a different type of fatigue there. Now, maybe it's underlying this theme of inflammation as part of the pathogenesis of MPNs, which we haven't touched on yet, but is also quite topical in the field. So, you know, maybe there's an inflammatory component causing the fatigue, but also they found that the skills and tools they need to give the patients are probably slightly different in the MPN setting compared to the solid tumor setting.